Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Chapter 12, it gives some concrete examples of that. But first of all, I've got to get these last two verses in. Take my yoke upon you. What's he telling you? He's telling you there's government. What's a yoke for? But for somebody to control your direction and speed and purpose. Let me put my yoke around your neck and learn how to plow a straight line from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Whoever's got the plow in his hands is teaching that animal, telling it what to do. Take my yoke upon you. He's not telling you there'll be no rules, no yoke, no government. Every man out for himself, doing what's only right in his own eyes, like the Old Testament when Israel didn't have a king. No judge. Nobody raised up, anointed by God to lead them. Every man just did what was right in his own eyes. What a mess they got into. Jesus isn't saying that when he's saying, I'll give you rest. Because when you don't have his yoke on you, you can't rest. You work yourself silly. Jesus enforces rest. He will make you sit down and consider the lilies. He is not impressed with how much you can get done.